1420 AM, W248 DE, Wisconsin Rapids. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief, cross-examination of Stormy Daniels wrapping up today at Donald Trump's New York criminal trial. CBS's Errol Barnett.
There was tension in the courtroom today because Donald Trump's defense team continued their cross-examination of Stormy Daniels with a simple and clear goal to undermine the credibility of her testimony.
Well, CBS's Remy Innocencio has more on some of the comment from Israel over President Biden's move to withhold some weapons deliveries.
Angry reactions are flying from Israel's far-right politicians. Israel's national security minister posted on X, Hamas heart emoji Biden. Another lawmaker said the president's action jeopardizes Israel and the entire free world.
Tornadoes did damage in several states in the Tennessee Valley. In Tennessee, south of Nashville, recovery efforts.
Crews did work throughout the night checking, so crews have never left the area and crews have continued to search, double check, triple check areas.
CBS News Brief, I'm Steve Kathan.
Tune in this week to Seth Faces the Music, where I'll be playing songs about It's a Mystery, Even to Me. Check it out every Sunday from 6 to 8 p.m. on WFHR.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. President Biden is calling out Donald Trump on jobs and the economy. The president was in Wisconsin yesterday to tout Microsoft's plans for a $3.3 billion AI data center in Racine and to develop job training programs.
My predecessor made promises which he broke more than kept, left a lot of people behind in communities like Racine. On my watch, we make promises and we keep promises.
6 years ago, Trump and Foxconn promised 13,000 jobs in the area. Drivers in Wisconsin now have two new choices for license plates. They raise money and bring attention to suicide prevention and spaying and neutering pets. Fees include a $25 tax-deductible contribution. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. A man in Juneau County may have intentionally set two campers on fire. Deputies responding to the property in Nisita Township found the two campers completely engulfed in flames. The Wisconsin DNR was paged, and Adams Fire Department gave mutual aid. After investigating the cause, it was suspected that the man who lived on the property may have set the fire on purpose. Chad Norton, age 38, was arrested and transported to the Juneau County Jail. Norton is charged with felony arson among other charges. He was given a $5,000 cash bond on Tuesday, May 7th. Chad Norton will make his initial appearance in court on June 12th. The Riverfront Arts Center is seeking submissions for the 25th annual Visions Fine Art Exhibit. Visions 25 is an open-themed, open-media, juried exhibit with $600 in cash prizes, sponsored in memory of Wilma L. Piffner. Submissions are due May 30th and 31st. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
It's the Brewers and the Cards in Milwaukee. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers host the St. Louis Cardinals in a four-game set at AmFam Field. The Crew losing yesterday 6-4 in Kansas City. The Royals' Bobby Witt Jr. with a home run scoring three times. NBA, the Bucks' Thanasis Antetokounmpo has suffered a torn Achilles tendon and will have to undergo surgery. That according to The Athletic. How he suffered the injury not been released. His younger brother Giannis telling us how much he struggled with that strained calf muscle injury.
The day of game four in Indiana, that was the first time I was able to jog on my body weight, you know, since April 9th. I think I tried my best to come back to help my teammates. Like, I couldn't run full speed. I could run in 30 to 40%. Like, until now, like, I cannot run full speed. You know, probably going to take, days, weeks, whatever, months. I don't know how long it's going to take until I get back to when I need to get back to.
That's Giannis Antetokounmpo with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Spotty showers dampen our day and breezy winds keep us cooler. As they're cranking out of the northeast with gusts up to 20 miles per hour, highs will scrape the low 60s. Stuck under mostly cloudy skies, it'll keep our overnight lows mild, hitting 40. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot, currently 53 degrees.
Spring has arrived, and so have many new and used vehicles at Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep, your neighborhood family-owned dealership, and this week's proud sponsor of Pet of the Week on locally grown radio WFHR. Tune in on Thursdays at 9 a.m. to hear about what's happening at the Southwood County Humane Society and learn about a pet that may become a new friend. Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep is located at 1910 West Grand Avenue in Wisconsin Rapids and online at johnsonsons.com.
An unsuspecting driver at a Milwaukee barbershop.
I got an apprentice here shadowing me. I'll put this hot towel on, man. About a good 3 minutes, all right?
The apprentice is Donald Driver.
So when you come here, you drive?
Yes.
Your car got seatbelts?
Yeah.
You wear them?
No.
Okay, but why not?
Because I don't want to.
But do you know you can get a ticket for that?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to give you a ticket. Bet you wish you buckle up now.
Oh, my God.
Donald Driver can't always be there to remind you.
Take it, click it. There we go.
Click it or ticket.
And let's reduce fatalities on Wisconsin roadways. Sponsored by Wisconsin DOT.
Pat Kreitlow. Friday morning on Up North News Radio. So what if it's not summer yet? We're starting things early by setting sail on a musical yacht rock cruise. Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings starting at 6.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, home for Up North News Radio.
Live from the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Albar Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albar.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Alba. It is Thursday, May 9th, 2024. A great day to be Wisconsinite, joined as always by our outstanding producer and engineer, Mr. Aaron Zommers, on the board. It is 6 past the hour of 12 noon. We welcome you into the worldwide headquarters high atop State Street, a block off the Capitol Square. It's rainy here in the old Capitol City. Andrew in Maine said, good looking haircut, Todd. Thank you very much, Andrew, watching on the YouTube there. Yes, we did our haircut show on Monday at the beautiful Rejuvenation Spa. Lizzie cutting my hair, Gretchen, one of the co-owners. So I don't look as good as Luke Mathers, though, who also got his hair cut because he has more hair. But that's fine.
Well, maybe he should start getting haircuts at Rejuvenation Spa.
I think whoever does his hair, it is fine.
That was not in any way intended on a diss. I think his hair is great.
Now, let's go quickly to the street here. If you're watching on YouTube, Facebook, and Twitter, let's go quickly to the street cam here set up by the great Sam Davidson. Look at that. We have there are people about to cross the street. It's raining here on State Street. People on their lunch hour. You can see in the foreground a Frank beverage truck delivering the many alcoholic beverages to the Comedy Store right below us, which always is a good time had by all on State Street at night. Now, supposedly, we are supposed to be down here tonight on the street for a night market in downtown Madison. Although, right now, I'm not sure whether anybody's going to be wanting to go to a night market in the rain. But it's a lovely, fairly calm Thursday afternoon. We'll check in a little bit later, see if people are just meandering around, trying to get something to eat. Some great places, of course, on State Street in downtown Madison to eat as well. Ian's Pizza right up the street.
It is both a blessing and a curse to work on State Street because I can get all this delicious food. It's a curse because of my wallet and my waistline.
I feel you. Going to be a great show today. Coming up, we're going to celebrate National Nurses Week. National Nurses Week. Nurses are one of my many heroes out there for a variety of reasons. I have an aunt on my dad's side, my Aunt Peggy, who is a longtime nurse and at St. Mary's Hospital here. Ended up being the head of the nurses at the OBGYN ward here at St. Mary's and did a lot of good, helped a lot of folks. I had a great aunt who was a nurse back in Richland Center. And, I have some personal experience of having great nurses in my life that helped me. So a little bit later, we'll talk about National Nurses Week and take your calls as well on nurses. I mean, are you a nurse? Do you have somebody in your life who is a nurse? And tell us your stories of being helped by a nurse. Always good to celebrate those folks who help us in our communities throughout the state of Wisconsin. Also going to take a look at Paul Ryan. not so much Paul Ryan, but Paul Ryan announcing or talking yesterday. He's still a never Trumper. He's not going to endorse Donald Trump, but he didn't quite make it. He got it to the 2-yard line and didn't quite get it across the goal line. And saying he's going to write in someone. He's not going to, at this point, he's saying he's not going to vote for Joe Biden.
That's unfortunate.
However, there is a profile in Courage out there, a major Republican who is going to, has endorsed Donald Trump. We'll tell you who that is.
Or you mean Biden?
Yeah, sorry. It's Biden. Yes. You see, here's the deal. You can probably tell it in my voice. I thought I was making headway on the old allergies and cold, and then I kind of took a turn back for the worse last night, so I'm still dealing with this the frog in my throat.
It's probably the rain. I know for me, when I'm having seasonal allergies and it rains, the floodgates in my nose open as well.
Really? Yeah.
It's all the pollen that was still stuck in the trees gets washed out.
It's just
at least
one of those...
I think that's what it is. I don't know. It's probably pseudoscience.
Well, you know, who knows? But yeah, so I'm sorry for the voice. I'm going to try to rest it this weekend a little bit and recover. So one more day of this, and Todd's just going to do a big flush of the old sinus system there. But anyway, we're going to, talk about a Republican who is endorsing Joe Biden publicly. Also, someone not so much of a profile in Courage, Tim Scott, U.S. Senator Tim Scott, who refuses now to... to go along with the results of the 2024 election.
You'll never believe what Tim Scott didn't say.
Yes. And believe it or not, Snoop Dogg in the news. Snoop, the Snoopster. And this is a fantastic story.
Oh, yeah. This is good stuff. I'm
looking forward to talking about that. Andrew in Maine, watching on YouTube, says, quote, I have heard it is both National Nurse Appreciation Week as well as Correctional Officer Appreciation Week. My wife is a nurse at a county correctional facility, so I get to appreciate her twice. Well, that's pretty cool. I did not know it was, what is it, the Correctional Officer
Appreciation Week.
And look, there's a lot of folks doing a lot of difficult but good work in Wisconsin in our correctional facilities across the state of Wisconsin, and we could use more of them. There has been a crisis of sorts in some of the correctional facilities in Wisconsin, a lack of folks there, but those that are there doing a great job as well. So a shout out to those correctional facility officer workers and National Nurses Week. So thank you for Andrew in Maine for telling us that. We will get into that in just a little bit. But I want to start this afternoon over your lunch hour with what happened yesterday. Which is, I want to break this down for you and tell you in political terms, or help explain in political terms, what this actually means. From CNN, the House of Representatives yesterday rejected a motion calling for Republican Speaker Mike Johnson's ouster, rebuffing an effort by one of the GOP's leader's most vocal critics, Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene of Georgia. Here's the important part. The vote was 359-43. 359 folks in the House voted to reject this motion. In other words, save Mike Johnson. 43 people in the House voted to get rid of him. And then the motion was procedural. All right. The motion was to table Green's measure, requiring the help of Democrats, of course, given the Speaker's narrow majority. The vote could quiet calls, according to CNN, for Johnson's removal among conservative hardliners who may have been angry about his support of a $95 billion foreign aid package that passed just last month. Johnson's divided conference was evident yesterday as 10 Republicans sided with Green, while 196 opposed her effort. Additionally, 163 Democrats voted to table Green's motion, effectively protecting the Speaker. 28 members from both parties either did not vote or voted present. So let me break this down for you. Because as someone who's just kind of a political nerd, it's interesting, but also interesting from just an overall political perspective in America. So the vote again was 359 to table this motion or to save Mike Johnson, 43 to get rid of him, essentially. 163 Democrats voted to table. 32 Democrats voted no, and 18 either voted present or just abstained and weren't there. 196 Republicans voted to table the motion, but 11 Republicans voted to get rid of Johnson. So here's what this actually means. It means the two most powerful people in the House of Representatives right now are Hakeem Jeffries, the Democratic leader, and Marjorie Taylor Greene. You say, Judas Priest, Todd, how could a nut job like Marjorie Taylor Greene be that powerful? Here's why. I didn't think she would get 11. I thought she might get 5 or 6. She got 11 people, including herself, Marjorie Taylor Greene, Republicans, to vote to get rid of Johnson, effectively. Republicans right now, since the resignation of Congressman Gallagher, Mike Gallagher from Green Bay, the Republican last month, the margin of majority is essentially down to 1. So Mike Johnson can really only lose 1 person and still have, quote unquote, a majority in the House. The fact that Marjorie Taylor Greene got 10 other Republicans to go along with this means that if the Democrats side with those 11 dysfunctional Republicans, Mike Johnson's gone. It means that the Democrats, along with these 11 dysfunctional Republicans, can, in essence, pass anything they want. The fact that Marjorie Taylor Greene got 10 other mega Republicans to go along with her means she is more powerful in her conference right now, essentially, than the Speaker of the House, politically. On the other side, it means that Hakeem Jeffries, the Democratic leader, was able to, and we use this political term, whip or convince, 162 of his colleagues, including himself, be 163 Democrats were able to stick together, and they ended up saving Mike Johnson. This means that Mike Johnson, the Speaker of the House, a Republican, is now at the behest of the Democratic leader, Hakeem Jeffries, to keep his job. And that makes Hakeem Jeffries and Marjorie Taylor Greene politically the most powerful people in the House of Representatives. So what does this mean moving forward? Well, first of all, let's look back, because we talked about this a little bit when this foreign aid package deal was on the table. And the fact that it ended up being bipartisan, which President Joe Biden was the one who helped negotiate a lot of this behind the scenes and get this done. A, number one, it means, holy cow, you're telling me, Todd, that bipartisanship is somehow broken out and things are getting done. Well, a little bit. In the case of the foreign aid package to Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan, yes. And isn't that what we kind of want, to a certain degree, some pragmatism, working together, not always party line votes? But it also means that Mike Johnson has broken one of the cardinal rules of legislative politics in the legislative branch, which means you usually don't want to go to the floor unless you know with a vote, unless you know that your side, your conference that you control or at least head up, as long as you don't want to take anything to the floor unless you know you have the votes, otherwise known as the Hastert rule, after former disgraced Speaker of the House, Denny Hastert. Apparently, it appears that there was a deal cut between Hakeem Jeffries and Mike Johnson, saying, Speaker Johnson, do the right thing, put this aid package up, it will pass, and if there's a vote to oust you, we will save you. Johnson has called in his markers, his chits. Hakeem Jeffries kept his word. What is next? Back after this on the All Bulls Show on the Civic Media Ready Network.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Rapids' home of Nightlight with Peach Schwabe.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Switching to solar power can be a bright idea for your wallet. Here are three reasons. First, you could save big money on your electric bills. Forbes magazine says an average of $1,500 a year, and over the life of your solar, it's $25,000 to $33,000. Number two, you can take advantage of tax credits to help it get paid for and installed. Now, lots of states like Wisconsin waive property and sales tax on solar, and the federal government recently passed a bunch of new tax benefits, too. Those are your tax dollars at work, so let's put them to work for you. And number three, solar panels can boost your home's resale value. Now, if you don't get enough sunlight, it might not pencil out for you, but man, that chance to save $1,500 a year is definitely worth checking out. Okay, folks, that was your Work Money Minute. For more tips like these, go to workmoney.org. Till next time, I'm Carrie Joy, saying take good care.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
Welcome back to the Tom Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. Mr. Zomers, what do you dial up there?
Let's make a deal.
Oh, all right. That's the old. Wow. Okay. Yeah. Very, very the old let's make a deal theme. Very good. Well, they're trying to make. Well, on the foreign financial aid package, they did. Talked about the vote yesterday on the House floor, the motion to vacate. And then, so the way they voted on it was whether to table. The vote was whether we should table this motion by Marjorie Taylor Greene to vacate the chair, essentially the ouster of Mike Johnson. And this was apparently the deal cut between Hakeem Jeffries, the Democratic leader of the House, Joe Biden, president, and Mike Johnson, the Republican Speaker of the House. The deal was, hey, Speaker Johnson, do the right thing. Put the foreign aid package for Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan on the floor. It will pass. We have the votes. You know we do. And if this nut job, Marjorie Taylor Greene, decides to try to push this vote to oust you, we will give you our word that we'll save you. Because the reality is, yesterday, had the Democrats stuck together as a block, or even a few of them, quite frankly, and helped the 11 Republicans, Johnson would be gone. Adios. So the Democrats and Hakeem Jeffries kept their word. And you might ask, well, why in the world would Democrats help out a guy like Mike Johnson, who 9 times out of 10 they're going to disagree with on policy? And I would say, pardon me, the answer politically is fairly fundamental. And again, For someone who grew up in politics, who watches it, who reads about it, this is the kind of sausage making that I love, right? The olden days when there weren't a lot of OSHA regulations on sausage making, the old line is politics is a lot like sausage making. You don't want to see how the laws are actually made. And of course, with the internet and, you know, personal devices and Twitter and Insta and all, everything, now you can just, now everything is known, right? So it used to be in Washington and even in Madison, perhaps to a lesser degree, in Washington, there'd be all these backroom deals made and, you know, people who would apparently on the surface of it hate one another, at least politically, would go behind the doors and make these deals. Say, okay, look, I'll help you quietly, I'll help you. And then things got done. But people back home never really saw that. And so lawmakers could come back from Washington and kind of spin it how they wanted to. They'd say, you know, that SOB so-and-so, I can't believe they got that passed. I was fighting tooth and nail out there in Washington against this. I did everything I could to prevent it. But that so-and-so got this done, and boy, next time we're really going to get him if you send me back. And the reality was, the person saying that actually quietly was helping the person behind the doors get it done. So politics works a lot. But now, more often than not, they can't do that. And maybe it's for the better. I'm not so sure, quite frankly. Because now, it's very difficult to kind of have secret deals where you help one another and get things done because of the instant, you know, instant news, quote unquote, of social media.
And this is also something we talked about, or not we, but that was talked about in Lost in the Middle, America's Political Orphans. Yes. In the most recent episode about elections, how you'd think having more cameras and everybody being able to see what's going on would help for transparency. But the problem is, The average person doesn't know what they're looking at, so it just creates more fear.
Yeah, that's very good. And you can hear Lost in the Middle every Saturday afternoon right here on Civic Media and also in podcast form. Host, full disclosure, my former boss, Scott Kluk, and edited and recorded by Mr. Zomers himself, Lost in the Middle. And you're right. This kind of sausage making of how practical politics got done for years is now open, and it makes it much harder for politicians to make deals. And of course, it goes back to fair maps because people are getting elected from more partisan districts. And hopefully moving forward, that can change. What do you think about Mike Johnson and Hakeem, specifically Hakeem Jeffrey, the Democrat, saving Mike Johnson? 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Make it easy for you. 855-75-CIVIC, C-I-V-I-C. You can also text us on the Civic Media app. Download it on your Apple or Android device. I think it was 100% the right thing to do for Hakeem Jeffries and the Democrats to keep their word, because it actually got something done. It actually gave Ukraine a lifeline, which we've talked about before ad nauseum on this show, that if Putin isn't stopped at Ukraine, where will he be stopped? And the United States will get in much deeper, most likely the form of actual Americans on the ground in Europe, if Putin isn't stopped at Ukraine. So I absolutely agree with what Hakeem Jeffries and the Democrats did here. And we don't know if this deal to save the speaker once is into perpetuity for the rest of the session. This might be a one-time shot, right? Hakeem Jeffries might have said, look, we'll save you on one vote, but we're not going to promise we're going to save you on every vote for the rest of the session. We'll have to see how that goes. Andrew in Maine says Representative Jared Golden, Democrat of Maine, had a post yesterday explaining his position in the vote that Mike Johnson is not Kevin McCarthy and Congress has to work and things need to get done in the little time they have left, not fight over who should be speaker. Appreciate that, Andrew in Maine, watching on YouTube. And yeah, I think that's the other part of it, right? Democrats are saying we can't keep fighting and put Congress into peril for perhaps weeks at a time again. But what this does, right, is neuter Johnson a little bit politically. He will never admit it, you know, in public. But Johnson was politically neutered yesterday by Hakeem Jeffries of the Democrats. Because Jeffries could just say quietly to him one-on-one, Mr. Speaker, you get too cute by half. We'll give Marjorie Greene the rope and she can do whatever she wants and you're gone. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Jack in Merrimack. Jack, thanks for calling in. What say you?
Well, thanks for taking the call. The first thing I've got to say is, you know, you got to love the people like Empty Green and some of the other crazies, Boebert there's about what 20, 25 of them,
right?
And they look at people like Jeffries, or they look at people like Paul Ryan, for example, or Liz Cheney, and they say, oh, they're Republicans in name only, rhinos. Mm-hmm. No, excuse me. They are Republicans.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And the rhinos are the MAGAs.
Correct.
Those guys are just, they're so far off of what the Republican Party was. And it's unbelievable. I go way back, the very first election I voted in, Barry Goldwater was running. He didn't. He didn't make it to the presidency. But I voted for Barry Goldwater because I felt that he was the closest thing to an honest candidate that we had at the time. There's a difference between conservative politics and what these crazies that our MAGAs are trying to do.
Yeah, couldn't agree more, Jack. Thank you very much for the call. Up against the clock here. Totally agree with Jack. Come back and talk about a Republican who actually is stepping up as a profile of courage, has endorsed Joe Biden. Take more of your phone calls and texts as well. You're listening to the Tunnel Ball Show for a Thursday on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, home for the Devil's Advocates.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Internet providers are continuing to advocate for more rural broadband grants. I'm Stephanie Hoff for the Midwest Farm Report along with you on a Thursday. Garen Mayer joins us. He's the CEO and general manager of Vernon Communications Cooperative. He says they've gotten nearly $14 million in grants to bring internet service to about 4,000 rural homes and businesses. He says these state and federal dollars have been critical because without them, these rural projects are hard to justify.
For a lot of us small providers, without the grant money, it's very difficult to build a case to go into new territories or unserved territories. The grants really do open the doors for us. It's to build that business case to make the project feasible. The main hurdle that we face is construction costs. It's the deployment of that fiber to that right to your doorstep, right? It's an expensive proposition. Some of these projects are total hundreds of miles when we go into an area.
He says in towns and cities, you've got about 12 homes per square block. But in rural Wisconsin, it might only be one or three homes per square mile. You can find the full conversation with Garen Mayer from Vernon Communications Cooperative at MidwestFarmReport.com on our podcast page. Stick around for a look at your midday commodity prices coming up.
Sorting out fact from fiction. That's exactly where Wisconsin soybean checkoff dollars are being invested this growing season. Dr. Sean Conley, University Extension soybean specialist, says farmers are being approached with so many different products these days, it's important they get clear, correct information.
Those farmers are really getting bombarded with, you know, carbon farming, be able to improve soil health. But what does this really mean? It's kind of a big nebula. So we're really trying to say these indices are ones that farmers can use and rely on, and they have a relationship with soybean yield. And we've identified some of those. But the cool thing is now we're wondering what management strategies help alter or change those. So can we actually improve our soil health metrics? And one thing that we found in this initial data set is that we've seen actually long-term, and by long-term, I mean a minimum of 5 years of cover cropping, actually improve some of our soil health metrics. So that's important and exciting for farmers.
Dr. Sean Conley, University Extension soybean researcher, taking Wisconsin soybean checkoff dollars to the field. Follow the story at wisoybean.org.
From Chicago, the Class 3 milk contracts have passed over the $20 a hundredweight mark. The June contract is up 27 cents, trading at $20.45. The July contract is trading up a nickel at $20.06 a hundredweight. July new crop wheat is also seeing a rally, up 7¾ cents at $6.41¾. That's not the story for corn and soybeans. December new crop corn is down 2 cents at $4.79¼. November new crop soybeans are trading down 10¼ cents at $12.02¾. Whether you're in the truck, tractor, or the barn today, don't forget that you can follow along with us through our mobile app. You can download that at thefarmwi.com. I'm Stephanie Hoff.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Spotty showers dampen our day and breezy winds keep us cooler. As they're cranking out of the northeast with gusts up to 20 miles per hour, highs will scrape the low 60s. Stuck under mostly cloudy skies, it'll keep our overnight lows mild, hitting 40. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 55 degrees.
Looking for a roundup of the day's important headlines in quick podcast form? Search no more. Find it now on WFHR.com. Your news, just for Wisconsin Rapids and surrounding communities. I'm Melissa Kay with WFHR News.
Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matinair on Air with Jane Matinair. Weekdays 10 till noon on locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR. What does cheese, beer, and you have to do with local radio?
I know. It's Todd Alba and the Trick V. Olsen's What Makes Wisconsin Great Tour.
To get out of your own little silo and just listen to folks, you find out Wisconsin is pretty darn great already.
It's great to be from Wisconsin, Todd. It's just such a fantastic place.
Miss them in your town, more visits, and your chance to connect coming up.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and the app. Crude and Dom.
President Biden says he'll stop weapon shipments to Israel if they invade Rafah. And Trump's back in court with Stormy Daniels. Devil's Advocates, we've got all the coverage you need.
The Devil's Advocates, weekdays 4 till 6.
truth wherever it may lead and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network across the state of Wisconsin and around the world on the Civic Media app. Of course, broadcasting on 13 different live broadcast stations around the state of Wisconsin. Happy to have you along, whether you're in Richland Center, La Crosse, Eau Claire, Amory, Hayward, Green Bay, Waukesha, many of the other fine stations across the Civic Media Radio Network. Glad to have you along on a Thursday, May 9th, along with Mr. Aaron Zommers on the board. Give us a call if you'd like to weigh in, talking about this vote yesterday to essentially save Republican House Speaker Mike Johnson's bacon, not as Don Bacon, but just as bacon. And did the Democrats and Hakeem Jeffries do the right thing in keeping their word on the deal to pass the Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan aid last month in exchange for saving him, the Speaker, when Marjorie Taylor Greene brought up the vote, which they did yesterday? I think it's exactly the right move, and I think it puts Hakeem Jeffries in the driver's seat. What do you think? 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Also text us on the Civic Media app. Also on YouTube, Facebook, and Twix, as Craig Ferguson likes to call it. Not Twitter, not X, but Twix. Tony Zimmerman, watching on the old YouTube, says, big fan of Dems helping. Country over party. To reference Trigvy's boss, Senator John McCain, the late Senator John McCain. Totally agree. Totally agree with Tony there, putting country over party. Andrew Maine says it is unfortunate that citizens have gotten themselves into Congress for the sole purpose of doing nothing. Well, I agree with that as well. 855-752-CIVIC, 855-75-CIVIC, or if you want the whole number, numerically, 855-752-4842. Also off the text line, Cam listening on WGBW, the talk of Green Bay. He is down in the beautiful city of Neenah. Cam says, quote, I'd wager rather than fair maps, ranked choice voting will save democracy more so. Well, that's certainly, you know, we've talked about that before. Ranked choice voting isn't going to be ready or going to happen this election. But I think moving into the future, ranked choice voting is certainly, whether it's ranked choice voting, whether it's something called fusion voting, which we'll talk about later as the summer goes on. These are things that are being looked at, have been tried. Ranked choice voting has been tried in different states. But could it work nationally? Yeah, I think it could. But I think the fair maps this year, at least in Wisconsin, for this year, will have an effect on the legislative side. Still, I don't have the exact, perhaps, fairest maps on the congressional side. But legislatively, we have new maps. And we'll talk about those as the summer goes on as well. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Or make it easy for you, 855-75-CIVIC, C-I-V-I-C. You can also download the Civic Media app on your Apple or Android device. Remember, it takes less than a minute. It is free, gratis, no money required. It's our gift to you, the Civic Media app. As summer comes upon us, download it for free, and you can text us across Wisconsin or around the world. 855-752-4842. Let's go to Mike listening in down in beautiful Racine and Kenosha on WRJN. Mike from Kenosha, thanks for calling in. What say you?
Well, good morning or good afternoon now.
Sure.
Thanks for taking my call.
Of course.
You know, I'm a big fan of ranked choice, and I think it's a concept that it has, you know, come to fruition, the need to. But let me just add one thing that's very, very important, and that is, in my opinion, if we don't deal with the huge amount of dark money that's in our politics, all ranked choice is going to do is get a bunch of newbies in there, a bunch of greenhorns that are going to be led, you know, down the path of whatever path that these lobbyists and the big money groups are going to shed light on.
Mm-hmm.
It's not going to do, it's not going to be the fix, and it's not the remedy that many of us are hopeful. It has to, you know, the big dark money and the transparency of the big money in our politics needs to be front and center, in my opinion. I wanted to get your sure. opinion on my opinion.
No, I really appreciate the call, Mike. I agree with you that we need to get dark money. We need to get, you know, big money necessarily out of politics. But, of course, the Supreme Court ruled on that some time ago now, that money is free speech. So until we continue to elect a president who will appoint justices that might see it differently, I'm not sure legislatively there's a large fix. Perhaps at the state level there are things that we can do. But, you know, I agree with you. You get no argument from me about dark money, the lack of transparency thereof. I think your point on transparency may be more salient in terms of having it be upheld through the court system than limiting the dark money. Not that I disagree with you on it. I agree that I would love to see that dark money limited. And by the way, this is something over my political career that, you know, I was in politics for 30 years that I eventually changed my mind on. You know, years and years ago, I was like, you know, why? You know, the old adage of, well, if you don't like it, then you go out and raise money yourself. But I think as with the advent of the internet, with it making it easier to raise money by just a click on your phone, because, you know, in the olden days, we'd send out mailers, right? And you'd tear off like the bottom portion of a page. You'd put your name and your address and your occupation, and you put how much you're giving, $50 or $100 or whatever. And then you'd write a check. Yes, you write a check and you send it in. Well, now people just click with the phone, right? And so over time, I eventually changed my position, because the thing is that I believe that everyone should have a voice in the town square, to use an old colonial term. You know, the town square, where you have the town caller or the town crier, right? Everybody should have a voice in the town square, metaphorically speaking. But what we've arrived at by now in 2024 is the fact that some people come into a town square with three generators and amplification that drowns out everyone else in the town square, metaphorically speaking. And that's where I think the unfairness begins, is where when someone has this amplification that drowns out all the other voices, now we have inequity on whose voice is being listened to. So I was a supporter of McCain-Feingold, and it's very, really very unfortunate the Supreme Court overturned that. But I think the transparency is something that possibly could both get passed and upheld, because it's not limiting money, right? Transparency is just saying everybody has to disclose who's given the money and where it goes to. 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Let's go to Tom in Grafton. Tom, thanks for calling in. What say you?
Well, I just want to make a comment. First is that I'm really enjoying your show. You know, from where you have been, you've got a very neutral, I think, a more fair view of how politics is, and I like that. That's a hard view to find. As far as the ranked choice voting, I'm against it with one caveat.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. the way it is now, say you have one Democrat and five Republicans that are on the ballot, and it could be possible that the Democrat would not make it on there because there's so many other ones, you know, say Republicans. And so in that way, I'm against it, because many people want to see that choice. Instead, if they had, say, a Republican ranked voice voting and then a Democrat,
mm-hmm.
you could pick either one, and then, you know, the top one of those groups, that I think might work.
Sure. I appreciate the call, Tom. Thank you so very much. That's an interesting perspective. And we've done shows on this before. To give full credit and full disclosure, my former colleague here at Civic Media and still my good friend, Kristen Bry, probably had the best explanation of ranked choice ever. And what she did on her show is she basically took it in terms of, hey, let's name four drinks. And it was like the old fashioned, a Spotted Cow, a Miller Lite, you know, and went down and said, okay. And then you basically, so you have these five drinks and everybody votes on their favorite drink. and there's no labels attached to it. You just vote on your favorite drink. And I'm shortening this up for brevity. But basically then, and then after everybody votes, the top two drinks, maybe it's the Old Fashioned and Miller Lite or whatever, they're the top two vote getters. And then those two vote getters in the primary go on to face one another. And again, I shortened that up for brevity. But she did such a great, with the best explanation I've ever heard on how to define ranked choice voting. So Tom is right. Under that scenario, you could end up with two Republicans going to the general, two Democrats going to the general, two, an independent and a Green Party. It all comes down to who gets the most, the top two vote getters, which I think for a lot of people who get frustrated at the presidential level with the Electoral College, it makes a lot of sense, right? Because you're not talking about delegates or it just comes down to who gets the most votes in your community or state or theoretically nation. It's much more simple to understand once you kind of break it down that way. But you're right, Tom is right. You could end up with two people from the same party that end up going to the general election. But, this is not going to happen this time around in 2024. But I think it's something that we need to ask candidates in 2024 when, much more so on the Democratic side, the Republican side. But when candidates actually come to your hometown or have a town hall. But when I was in politics, that was something that always mystified me. I worked for people, they're both men, but Scott Klug and Dale Schultz, who actually went out and had true town halls in their constituent on a regular, in their districts on a regular basis. And we'd publicize them in the local newspaper and the local radio. At the time, there wasn't a lot of internet. And I was surprised how few people sometimes, it was a big issue, we get a big crowd, but sometimes people just wouldn't show up. So if you have a candidate, or God love you, an elected official who still does an actual town hall, go. If you're able, I know sometimes they're during work times or whatever, but go and participate. Because when you face an elected official, it's much more powerful than a letter or an email or whatever. Because there's a certain pressure they have to answer you, at least one-on-one. Ask them, how do you feel about ranked choice voting? How do you feel about fusion voting? And so we're not going to change it in 2024, but we can ask people running for office in 2024 how they feel about it. Great call. I appreciate it. Off the text line, Robert in McFarland listening on WMDX says, end Citizens United. Well, yes, that was a Supreme Court decision that overturned McCain-Feingold and thus led to this basically unlimited money in layman's terms. So anyway, going to move on, and we're going to talk about, when we come back here, we've got about a minute left or so, great story about a Republican who is stepping up. Former Georgia Republican Lieutenant Governor endorsing President Biden. A major endorsement for the president in a key swing state. And for those of us who are of a certain age, whoever thought that we'd say that Georgia was a key swing state. Monday, Jeff Duncan, the former Republican Lieutenant Governor of Georgia, announced that he is endorsing President Joe Biden for re-election, snubbing Donald Trump in the process in a new op-ed published to the Atlantic Constitution, Journal Constitution, over the weekend. Story comes from Midas Touch News. Great publication if you ever get a chance to read it here. Let me read you this first line. When we come back, I'm going to read you more from former Republican Lieutenant Governor of Georgia's op-ed. He says, the healing of the Republican Party cannot begin with Trump as president. And that's aside from the untold damage that potentially awaits our country. Back with more of the former Lieutenant Governor of Georgia, still a Republican, not just saying he's not a Trumpster, actually endorsing President Biden. Back with more after this.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR. Do you have a loved one in a nursing home? California mega millionaire Eric Hovde has some bad news for you. He doesn't think they have long to live. It's true. In a recent interview, Hovde said, if you're in a nursing home, you only have a 5-6 month life expectancy. Almost nobody in a nursing home is at a point to vote. That's shocking. But it gets worse. One of Hovde's companies is named a co-defendant in a wrongful death suit from an incident at a California senior living facility. He even referred to himself as an expert in the nursing home business. Yikes, that doesn't sound like the kind of expert we need. Call Eric Hovde at his California office, 714-730-4444. Tell him that Wisconsin seniors deserve to vote and get the care they deserve. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, home for Matt Nair on air.
Truth, wherever it may lead, and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the All Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. 10 now before the hour of 1 o'clock. Glad to have you along on this Thursday, May 9th, 2024. Mr. Somers on the board. Luke Mathers just entering the studio with a beautiful lunch. He has gone to Ian's, apparently. He has an Ian's box. For those watching on the stream, and this is why you should subscribe to YouTube, Facebook, and Twitter, or at least watch us there, because we were able, with our new street cam, we saw Luke walking in the rain and enjoying his lunch. He wasn't enjoying his lunch. He was walking across the street. I love the street cam, by the way, if you can't tell. It's so much fun.
It is.
Also, what's fun is this. Republicans with a backbone, with a spine. And yes, there are a handful left. Midas Touch News. Great story. About Monday, Jeff Duncan, the former Republican Lieutenant Governor of Georgia, announced he is endorsing President Joe Biden for re-election. Now, this is important because yesterday, former Republican House Speaker from Wisconsin, Paul Ryan, on an interview, confirming he is still off the Trump train, a never-again Trumper, will not endorse Donald Trump, will not be at the Republican National Convention in Milwaukee, which I'm sure is giving current Wisconsin Republican Chairman Brian Schimming heartburn. Paul Ryan saying, I don't want anything to do with the Trumpster. Which is great. Give him a lot of credit for that. I wish he had taken it across the goal line and done what Jeff Duncan, the former Republican governor, lieutenant governor of Georgia, has done. In an op-ed published to the Atlantic Journal-Constitution, the former lieutenant governor of Georgia, Republican, writes this, quote, "The healing of the Republican Party cannot begin with Trump as president. And that's aside from the untold damage that potentially awaits our country. Unlike Trump, I've belonged to the GOP my entire life. This November, I am voting for a decent person I disagree with on policy over a criminal defendant without a moral compass." I love it. I absolutely love it. Goes on to say this, the op-ed further slams Donald Trump and his allies concerning their action to try to overturn the lawful results of the 2020 election. Specifically, Duncan writes this, quote, "Trump and his allies hatched cockamamie schemes." Now, there is an underused word, first of all.
It is absolutely underused.
Cockamamie. So Trump and his, this is the quote here in the op-ed. From former Republican Lieutenant Governor Duncan. "Trump and his allies hatched cockamamie schemes that included fake slates of electors and have led to indictments so far in Arizona, Michigan, Nevada, and Georgia. They spread wide-eyed conspiracy theories that resulted in defamation lawsuits, including a $148 million verdict against former Trump lawyer and New York mayor Rudy Giuliani. When announcing the endorsement, Duncan published a tweet highlighting that he is voting for a decent person in President Joe Biden over a criminal defendant without a moral compass, referring to Trump. Now, see, this is exactly what we need. We need more of this where conservatives, Republicans, are not just willing to say no to Donald Trump, but willing to go the extra mile. Like Liz Cheney, other people, other Republicans out there who have said, look, I may disagree with Joe Biden on a lot of things, but I recognize that a second term of a President Trump could be the end of democracy. I know some people don't like that. It rubs them the wrong way. But here's what I've said time and again. This is a unique election. Not very unique, not somewhat unique. It's unique, as my former professor.
You can't be very unique. Right. It's a quality that it either has or it isn't. Right. Like, there's either one of something or there's more than one of something.
Gene Burkett, my longtime friend and former professor at UW Richland. She's still going. She's fantastic. Gene Burkett, my English professor, used to say, look, people, something, if it's unique, it's one of a kind. It's not very unique, somewhat unique, kind of unique. It's just unique. And she's right. But this is a unique election. This is a unique time in our country's history, politically and otherwise. And what we need in 2024 is a coalition. People that we might not always agree with. Quite frankly, people we might not always like. But we need a coalition of folks who say, you know what, we're going to come together this one time in our country's history to save it, to save democracy. And I give Lieutenant Governor Duncan of Georgia, the former Lieutenant Governor, a heck of a lot of credit. And by the way, with those watching on the stream yard, Mr. Zombers, are we still on? Yes. We're still broadcasting, right?
Yeah.
All right, we're broadcasting. Your camera disconnected. It's just that my camera disconnected, which to many people's glory. We don't want to watch Todd anymore. We're happy he's off. We're happy we can't watch him anymore. But apparently people can still hear us. So that's fantastic. So we'll continue on. But we need more of this. We need more of this. Republicans with courage and chutzpah and a backbone to say we're not just going to speak out against Trump, but we're going to speak for Joe Biden, even though we may disagree with him. And in my opinion, it's okay to disagree. It's okay to say, I don't always agree with Joe Biden on policy. That's not my view, but I'm okay with other people saying it's their view, as long as they're also willing to say, I'm voting for Joe Biden. And here you, because here's the thing. People sitting out this election who say, look, I normally vote Republican, but I'm not going to vote for Trump. I'm either going to sit it out or I'm going to write somebody in. Okay, I mean, as a political strategist, it helps to depress the turnout for Trump, but I'm not really into depressing voter turnout. I would rather encourage people to vote for something. And so I would say, even if you can't vote in good faith and good conscience for Joe Biden for his policy, vote in good faith and good conscience for Joe Biden because he actually believes and defends the fundamental tenets of democracy. So props, an actual profile of courage. Jeff Duncan, former Lieutenant Governor, Republican of Georgia, endorsing Joe Biden for president. We'll come back. Your phone calls and more on the other side. Celebrate National Nurses Week. Don't go anywhere. It's the All Ball Show for a Thursday. You're watching and listening. Well, not watching anymore, but you're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network.
Locally grown radio, WFHR. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Brewers, Biden's Wisconsin visit, and what's leading the dive at the Trump NYC trial. You cannot miss it.
Weekdays 2 till 4 p.m.
Monday. You're already late for work. You scramble, putting on pants while brushing your teeth in the dark. And you're starving. But the only thing in the fridge? Friday night's leftovers. Oof. A three-day-old curry beef burrito for breakfast? Big gamble. Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells? Better odds. We're your can't-miss hotspot for big-time casino fun. Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells. Your odds are better here.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM, W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.